mostly. If I repeat myself from last week, it's because it's maybe worth repeating. But Kim Bach's shop, Kim, of course, is the proprietor of Verdigris Tea Shop, is opening permanently the chocolate bar. It started as a little pop-up shop. It's on Front Street near Warren Street. And it's now establishing permanent residence at 4 South Front Street.
And it's called the Chocolate?
The Chocolate Bar. And it'll be open Thursdays through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The menu includes hot chocolate drinks, biscotti, cookies, cakes, chocolate bars. What more could you want? Well, coffee and espresso drinks. They're also going to be having a series of workshops on a variety of subjects. The first of these is a series called Cooking Condensed with baker Regina Simmons from Verdigris. The first of these workshops is called Demystifying Pie Dough, and it's on, I think, Saturday. More about that later. The Red Dot has been having guest chef Michael Sheslov's Authentic Chinese Regional Cuisine on Monday nights, and there's talk of having it shifting that to Tuesday nights, which I think is a great idea since most restaurants in Hudson are closed on Tuesdays, so that would be great. But we have to stay tuned for that. It may stay on Monday night. Who knows? The weekend markets that have sprung up tide us over until the farmers market opens are still going great guns. That's the Lick Market, where ice cream is usually sold, just below 3rd on Warren, and the Acres Co-op Market to sort of demonstrate what might be happening here at 702 Columbia Street, right under the WGXC studio, is open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's talk of having longer hours on Saturday.
I heard something about Fridays soon, too.
Oh, that would be good.
That was the rumor I heard, Fridays. Yeah.
And they're running that as a kind of booth sort of thing, where different
vendors are actually present, whereas at the Lick Market, they just have this beautiful display of all good things. Here you get to talk to the vendor, which is always fun, and how the cheese is made or what's in the bread, that sort of thing. It's really wonderful. And then Mercedes Wellner, I don't know if you remember the market that she had, Migliarelli's Market on the corner of 3rd and Warren for a while. She's now running something called the Hudson Farm Box, where she prepares a box of food and delivers it to you, a fresh, you know, produce mostly. And it's a kind of weekend thing. Do you remember the Fridge Fairy? There was something called the Fridge Fairy, where if you were coming from out of town, you could go online and order certain things, and the Fridge Fairy would put it in your refrigerator. When you arrived late Friday night, there it would be, you know, a nice soup or whatever.
If I was more cynical, I might think they were in cahoots with the Tooth Fairy and filling the boxes with sugar or something. So.
Well, maybe that's coming. Who knows? Who knows? This coming Saturday, is Spencertown Academy's annual Revels, a midwinter movable feast celebrating the Academy's 40th anniversary. Those movable feasts are always lots of fun. And in Hillsdale, David Wirth, who was the original chef at Philmont's local 111 restaurant, is opening a restaurant called Crossroads Food Shop, which sounds like a food store, but on the website, if you read it, it's actually a restaurant, and you can read the menus for breakfast and lunch there. It's crossroadsfoodshop.com. And the menu makes it sound really wonderful. They will be serving dinner later on, but they're opening now, they're saying, February 1st for breakfast and lunch. Breakfast will be served from 8 to 3, Wednesdays through Sundays, and lunch Wednesdays through Sundays from 12 to 3. So breakfast, I guess breakfast all day, maybe. I think breakfast is the most wonderful meal of the day.
You can't have too much breakfast.
You can't have too much breakfast. And you said something was happening in Copaig, from all you could tell.
I've been looking in the Register Star's public notices, and there seems to be lately there's a barbecue joint called When Pigs Fly or something that I think it's applying for a liquor license. So there may be barbecue soon in Copaig.
Great. I learned that the Ramp Festival is coming back to Basilica Hudson, I think in April, the second annual Ramp Festival.
Ramps are still in? They're still the in vegetable?
I guess so, at least for another year. One hears that the Half Moon Bar is almost sold. We'll see what happens. There's several people that have showed interest in the Half Moon. And also, what's the other one?
That could actually, I mean, Hudson's been missing a small club kind of place where bands could play since Jason's closed.
That's right.
That could possibly.
It could be.
Yes.
Yeah. Though the Mod restaurant has been having some performances and some music here and there. The Strong Tree location right across from Amtrak is also rumored as a possible restaurant.
I think so. I've heard a little of that, too. There's been much talk of what will go in there now. Across the street from the train station is a nice location, I think, for somebody.
Certainly is. Certainly is. And then, according to Sam Pratt on his blog, sampratt.com, the restaurant that is going to be in, it was an antique store near the Wonder Bar, next door to the Wonder Bar, is going to be called the Red Sparrow. So I think this fits right in because we've got the Red Dot. We have a Chinese takeout place called the Red Chopstick. We have an antique store called the Red Chair. There's a place called the Red Door, which I think is some sort of rehab place here in Hudson. And now the Red Sparrow. So it all fits together. That's all I know about food news.
I've got two more things. I'm trying to have dinner tonight. We're still trying to have dinner tonight. And everywhere we try to schedule is closed. First, we tried to go to Bell's Cafe in Catskill. And I think they're officially now closed forever. I'm not 100% positive.
Oh, no.
But they had a Facebook message up the other day that said, we're closed now. And I went by and looked in the window, and they're just the regular close sign is up, but there was like some stuff stacked oddly, and they're usually open on Thursday nights, so Thursday would be an odd night to be closed. So we've called, and no one's answering, and so I'm afraid one of the best restaurants in Catskill maybe no longer. And then so then we tried to reschedule our dinner tonight to Wasabi in Hudson, and apparently they are under renovations for several weeks. I've heard that they will reopen, but apparently they're closed temporarily for a short time to fix things up in there. So we're going to try to go to Grazing, and if anybody knows that is closed or is, can we see it from over here?
It's Thursday.
Looks like
night.
It's open. The open sign is in the window.
Oh, great.
How are you vegetarians going to be happy at Grazing?
I think they do have some good macaroni and cheese, I think, I've heard. But I'll see. There's some meat eaters in our pack, so they'll be happy.
And don't go to La Perche. Don't try to go there because they're on vacation for 2 weeks.
That would be where I would book the next, yes.
They're cleaning the oven. I understand it takes a week to cool the oven down so they can clean it, and then another week, I guess, to heat it up.
And then do things not taste as good when it's in a clean oven?
We'll find out. That's all the food news.
Richard, do you know any food news?
I don't think I do. But I'd like to know more about the Red Sparrow, but I guess we'll see what
happens.
We'll
find out, yeah.
All right, well, we'll be back in a second if you're not hungry enough.
Big fat juicy hams. Soul food. Talking about soul food. apple blue, collard greens, hot cornbread and fat back swimming in beans. I just found a woman, she ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen, she tends to business and cooks, talking about soul food, plenty of good soul food, kidney stew, hot whole cake, and that's home cooked for two. Don't cook me up no fancy line, cook me a dinner.
Cook me a dinner, and if everything is tasty, I believe in letting you know. A lot of ladies think a little romance, that'll really be all you need. You eat your cookies, you take a chance.
Don't feed me whiskey, gin, and wine. Cook me dinner.
Cook and serve me something tasty to chew. And maybe I realize that all I'm really longing for is you. My, what a delicious looking pudding. Let me have a little bite. My, you really take care of business tonight. Really got the pot on this evening. What a meal, what a meal, what a meal, what a meal. Nowadays, such an awful women never learn. The art of how to burn.
Don't cook up where we're going to dine. Cook me dinner.
Them fancy restaurants, they really are cold. They really are no soul. They can't duplicate the cook at home. The home is soul food. Soulful food. That'll get it every doggone time. People making good oughta really be a high crime. Plenty of people living now appreciate fathers stayed way back in the olden days when food was really good. And all the girls were good at cooking, cooking the food and cooking it good. Remember when the Sunday dinner started getting set for cooking? It was mostly cooking a Saturday night. Cooking out today, ready back in dinner, mostly scientific way. Please never send me to a restaurant. Ain't nothing in a restaurant for any man who's got himself a cookbook. Every time I try to eat in a restaurant, the cooking drives me away and sends me back home with cooking got soul.
One thing that really hurts a lot of women, I'm talking to you modern women, I'm talking to you new style women in your fancy clothes and phony pose. Plenty of prim, 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 prim pants around, but nothing that you're putting down make your man gain a pound. A man'll do an awful lot of looking, but he's always coming home to get his cooking. Don't get too fancy, ladies. Keep something to cook in the pot. Just feed your man one good meal every day. Sit him down there, then watch him working. Every bite plays a part. Him up and feeds him, gives him a warmer kind of feeling in his heart.
You find yourself a woman, you like the way she look, she charming and she pretty, but you say it's lots of trouble to cook. Make her cook, make her cook. You meet up with a Debbie, she's in the social book, she's lovely and she loves you, but she pay a servant double to cook. Make her cook. If a woman can cook, it don't matter much how she looks. I just found a woman, she ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen, she tends to business and cooks, talking about soul.